public hearing is change of zone number 1830, H. Dale Parsons.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land.
Excuse me, Ms. Cornwell. Ladies and gentlemen, we still have work here to do. Please leave quietly. Thank you.
So this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 24.98 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southeast corner of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Steiner Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 23. Submitted to the record, staff would submit a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the service level evaluation request that did not require a TIS, a site plan, and an exhibit booklet. Thank you.
Anyone here representing this application?
Yes, sir. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates located outside of Milton, Delaware. Here tonight representing the application, H. Dale Parsons. With me tonight, to my left here, is Mr. H. D. Parsons. This is an application to grant a rezoning of a portion of a piece of land located on U.S. Route 9, which is the Georgetown-Lewis Highway. The property is approximately 43.25 acres in size. In the booklets that I've handed in, there is a copy of the zoning map. You will notice that approximately the total tract size at one time was 51.08 acres. Mr. Parsons did subdivide out four 2-acre lots along the frontage, and those lots are zoned C1 at this time. So the property itself, approximately about 26 acres of the entire property, is zoned C1. The back portion, which is approximately 24.98 acres or 25 acres, is zoned AR1. The property again is on the south side of U.S. Route 9. It is also on the east side of Steiner Road. Along the rear of the property in the back is the Maryland-Delaware Railroad. In the booklet, I've added the copy of the boundary plat that shows this. And the reason we're here is there's two buildings on the site, and they're both about 5,000 square feet. Mr. Parsons and his family, they're also the owner of the Canal Boat Yard, which is also the Fisherman's Wharf in Lewis, Delaware. They've been in business for approximately 80 years. They've owned this property for about 20 years. And as a part of their business and the in what they do there with the charter boats and the fishing, they bring their equipment out to this property, and they built two buildings out there. And it just so happens each building's about 5,000 square feet. The one building on the south part of the property happened to fall within the AR1 zoning. So at this time, Mr. Parsons would like to bring his property into compliance with the back part being, again, approximately 25 acres. We'd like to have that zone CR1. In the comprehensive plan, the property is identified as a highway commercial area. And again, this property is also in the vicinity of commercial zonings, as well as, and again, on the zoning map, you'll notice that directly across the street, we have limited industrial zoning, as well as there's commercial on either side and commercial along the front. Some of the uses that are along the frontage of that are across the street, you have the McGee Plumbing and Heating, you have AP Kroll and Son, as well as the Route 9 Industrial Center. The property will allow Mr. Parsons to continue being able to service all the equipment that he does on a daily basis with the charter business that he has out of Lewis, Delaware. The 2015 strategies for state policy and spending, it is in a level four, but it's immediately adjacent to level two and level three according to the state maps. We feel like this is a appropriate use of the property, again, being on U.S. Route 9, which is a major collector. At this time, DLDOT has stated that there's no traffic impact study was required. That letter is in the booklet. Again, we are abutting the Delaware Maryland Railroad on the backside of the property. And so we feel like the commercial zoning for the entire property is an appropriate use. And the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of a CR1 district by providing the sufficient space in an appropriate location for a wide variety of commercial miscellaneous services. Activities generally serving a wide area and located particularly along the existing major thoroughfare as U.S. Route 9, where a general mixture, again, of commercial, which is across the road, there's a lot of commercial activity up and down that section of Route 9 that now exists and is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Again, what we're asking for is for the back, this is a dual zone property, we're asking for the back 25 acres approximately to be rezoned to CR1 to bring the entire property into a commercial zoning. And that's all I have. Mr. Parsons and I are here to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So do you anticipate any entrances off of Route 9, or is the intention to maintain the entrance in off of County Road 320?
At this time, for the uses that he's doing, he is entering in off of Steiner Road. He does have four commercial two-acre lots along Route 9, and at some time later on, as he starts to plan the property, there probably will be an entrance planned for on Route 9.
I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Wheatley?
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thanks.
Ms. Hoistes?
Just kind of out of curiosity, why you're asking for CR1 and not just C1?
C1's
closed. Or C1 instead of...
C1's closed, so they anymore you couldn't get it.
Oh, okay, that's
all
right.
Yeah.
There you go. Gotcha.
No. It's the same basic...
And
about to change again.
Had a brain bubble there. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right, then I have no other questions. Thank you.
Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse?
None, thank you.
Ms. Paylock?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robinson?
Thanks.
Okay, if you have a seat nearby, Mr. Davidson, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Anyone here like to speak in favor of changing zone 1830 H. Dale Parsons? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to changing zone 1830 H. Dale Parsons? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions? Hearing none, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision or call the office in the morning.